Now, the rest of the story. Wild and Shaw, Yeats and Joyce and Beckett, per capita no nation on planet Earth, can boast such a wealth of novelists and poets and playwrights as can Ireland. Now along comes Christie Nolan, whom time may prove the greatest of them all. Christie Nolan, you'll be hearing more of that name as time goes on. Christie Nolan was born to literature when Christie was four, age four, mind you. A psychologist informed his mother that the child had the intellect of a youngster twice his age. And 3 years later, another psychologist reported similarly. Christie was seven, had the brain of a 14-year-old. For years, unknown to his parents, Christie had been composing literature in his head. "I brain wrote my early poems," he later said. "And they stayed there, in little compartments in my memory." At the age of 11, Christie Nolan committed his first poem to paper. He pecked it out on a little typewriter his mother had bought for him. More poetry poured forth in a torrent. At 15, his first book of poems was published. It was called Damburst of Dreams, and the critics were incredulous. 15 years young? Impossible, they said. This was mature writing. This echoed the styles of immortals Joyce and Beckett. But Christie had never read the works of Joyce, nor of Beckett. He had never even heard of them. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Christie Nolan was not the product of a progressive education. He was a farm boy. He was born 55 miles west of Dublin. And when he had something locked inside him, he just had to learn how to share it with the rest of us. Well, now Christie is 22, and he is an established literary genius. He's laboring on his third book, a novel, the contents of which he has kept secret. His second major work, Under the Eye of the Clock, won one of Britain's most prestigious literary awards. That novel firmly established his credentials as a great writer in the great Irish literary tradition. And his subject was remarkable. It was about an infant who almost died at birth. About an infant whose spine was contorted and nearly crushed by his mother's contractions, whose brain was deprived of oxygen for 2 hours, and whom the doctors then declared extensively brain damaged. You see, the hero of Christie Nolan's novel, his motor functions mostly destroyed, was believed retarded through his early years by everyone except his mother. She saw past the paralysis and the unbreakable silence. She felt a keen intelligence radiating from the boy's eyes, and she sought the aid of specialists who confirmed her suspicion. For you see, the hero of Christie Nolan's latest novel is Christie Nolan, a rare genius who has never spoken and who would have remained imprisoned in a broken body had his mother not bought him a typewriter and strapped a unicorn-like stick to his head so that with this, by nodding his head, he could strike the typewriter keys. An unknowing, objective reader of the literature over the signature of Christie Nolan might wonder how such ocean waves of words could possibly well forth from their creator. Well, now you know. They march forth, one tedious letter at a time. And that is the rest of the story.